Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here today. As you prepare to receive your word, we ask that you open our heart and minds to receive your message. Help us to apply your teachings to our daily lives and to share them with those around us. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you with the title, Living and Walking for Christ. Living and Walking for Christ. This is based on a true story. In December 1912, there was a girl named Hetty Mae Wyatt. She lived in Philadelphia, USA, near a church where the Sunday school was very crowded. As the minister of the church, Reverend Conwell told her that one day they would have buildings big enough to accommodate anyone and everyone who wanted to attend Sunday school at the church. A short time later, Hetty Mae became sick and died. The minister was asked to officiate the funeral. Her mother told him that Hetty had been saving her money to help build a bigger church in order to house the people wanting to attend Sunday school. Hetty's mother donated to the church the 57 cents that the young girl had put away. As time went on, many people also donated to the church. The first classes of Temple College, later to become Temple University, were held in a house, bought with the help of these donations. The Temple University, along with the Good Samaritan Hospital, now the Temple University Hospital, are known to be an important testimony to the power of a very small amount of money with a very large share of commitment. Our Lord Jesus says, John chapter 12, verse 24, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Through the death of a man named Adam, humans were doomed to die. They had done their best to come to God, to get salvation. But they realized that they could not be saved by their own efforts. Through the death of one man named Jesus, humans would survive. They were able to come to God. Mighty God sent his son Jesus to save his people from their sins. Through the death of Jesus, we were saved. We were healed. We were transformed. And we were given eternal life. This is called the grace of God. Death comes from Greek word thanesco. Thanesco. It means die spiritually or physically. It also means live and work for the glory of God at all times. To live and walk to the glory of God at all times. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. As believers of Christ, we must do everything for the glory of God, wherever we go and whatever we do. Our Lord just said in John chapter 12, verse 23, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And what does glorify mean? Generally, glory means high renown, or honor won by notable achievements, magnificence, or great beauty. Biblically, the word glory comes from the Greek word deiknou. Deiknou. It means show the evidence, show the proof of a thing. It also means show the evidence, specifically as a disciple of Christ. The book of Acts, chapter 6, both 3 and 7 says, "Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith." The believers at the early church had difficulty in serving God and His people. So they would often have conflicts with each other. As time passed, they came to realize that they neglected the ministry of the word and prayer. Eventually, they did their best living and working for God through the word of God and prayer. As a result, they experienced a growth in the number of people in their church. It was possible for them to devote themselves to God through Christ. This can be applied to our church today. Every church is struggling with lots of different kinds of problems and conflicts. Importantly, believers of Christ should be asking God how to serve Him and His people. They should be spending their time focusing on the ministry of God and prayer. If we want our church to grow, we need to ask God for His guidance and support. We must do our best worshiping God through our services, Bible studies, prayers, and our church ministries. Together with this, we must spend time on preaching the gospel and sharing God's love and grace with those who are in need so that more people can come to God. This is the true meaning of glory. This is the meaning of glory. Believers of Christ are to live and walk for the glory of God through Christ. They must spend a large part of their time serving God and His people through the church. There was a family gathering. Family members from everywhere gathered. They spent great amounts of time together, enjoying each other's company and sharing nice meals. At the gathering, a person asked the question, whose hands are the most beautiful? Whose hands are the most beautiful? Can anybody answer that? Many replied, many answered that babies or children's hands were beautiful. Am I right? Good. Finally, they decided to take a vote. As a result, they announced that, they said that, whose hands? Parents' hands. Parents' hands. Parents' hands were the most beautiful because they had done their best looking after their children until they were grown up. Even though their hands looked ugly, they had done mighty works for their children to survive here in this world. Our Lord says in John chapter 12, verse 25, okay, should we read together? Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. A long time ago, I watched a movie in Korea. In the movie, a group of people traveled to Africa to search for treasures. For ages, they spent much time and money and energy searching for treasures. Finally, they found the treasure boxes. In the boxes, there were all kinds of jewels and precious metals, including golds and silvers and diamonds and so on. However, they were plundered by robbers before they got to leave for home, and they lost everything. John chapter 12 verse 25 says, anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. What does this passage mean? What does this mean? It means if we live and work for Christ, we will live. However, if we live and work for this world and ourselves, we will die. It also means if we serve God and His people, mighty God will help us to get everything. However, if we do not serve God, we will be in troubles. We will lose everything. Let us learn good lessons in the Word of God. The people of Israel moved to Egypt and lived there for around 400 years. Mighty God was planning to guide them into the promised land from Egypt. Do you know what happened before they left the country of Egypt? Mighty God gave. He gave everything to the people of Israel in Egypt. Let us read together. Exodus chapter 12, verse 35 and 36. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. As the people of Israel served God by faith, God gave. He gave everything to them. This is still applied to believers of Christ. If we continue to obey God, He will give everything to us. However, the people of Israel turned away from God and lost their faith in Him as time passed. So they lost everything. The book of Isaiah chapter 39 verse 6 says, "The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until the day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord." King Hezekiah was troubled when the kingdom of Judah was attacked by Babylon. As the people of Judah asked God for His help, so God answered their prayers. God saved them from the attack of Babylon. He gave everything to His people. God continued to bless them here on earth. Time passed, and as they lost their faith and turned away from God, so God took everything from them. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 18 to 19. He carried to Babylon all the articles from the temple of God, both large and small, and the treasures of the Lord's temple, and the treasures of the king and his officials. They set fire to God's temple and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burnt all the palaces and destroyed everything of value there. Mighty God gave everything to His people. However, they lost everything due to their unfaithfulness. More importantly, they lost their faith in God. The book of Job chapter 1 verse 21 says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Mighty God gave everything to His people. Sometimes He gave, while other times He took away. Based on God's righteous wisdom and knowledge, He decides everything. Job was a righteous man in God's eyes. Unfortunately, he was tempted by Satan. Even though Job had a strong faith in God, he lost everything. However, Job overcame his troubles. So God blessed Job, and God gave everything to him. Unlike Job, the people of Judah lost everything because they did not obey God. More importantly, believers of Christ must make their own efforts in serving God and His people through Christ here on earth, all the time. Disciples of Christ are to live and work for God at all times. Let us read together. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Most Christians who read this passage might find it hard to understand. They might be concerned about how they can live in this world if they do not have much in their household, they might wonder how they can be disciples of Jesus if they give up everything they have. How could it be possible for anyone to become his disciples without owning any possessions? For a better outcome, one needs to carefully understand the real meaning of this passage. Otherwise, we might misunderstand the word disciple. In this passage, give up is known to apotasomai. Apotasomai, it means to separate oneself, withdraw oneself from anyone. The book of Luke chapter 14 verse 33 means that one needs to use his own possessions and gifts not for himself but for the one who gave them to him. Because these possessions and gifts belong to God, who is the owner. We are his steward, and we are to use them for God and his people. Have you ever heard the name William Booth? Many. It's good. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, was very sickly. One day, he came to see a doctor. The doctor said to him, "Due to your unhealthy condition, it will be hard for you to live more than a year. So I suggest that you take a rest. As best you can, because rest is the best medicine for you. Take a rest." Despite his ill health, William didn't lose his passion for Christ. He made efforts on a regular basis to help someone who were suffering and in despair. This made him healthy, and he lived until the age of 83. His son also suffered from ill health. He could not even climb stairs without the help of others. Despite his poor health, he continued to help people like his father had, people who had troubles. And he lived until the age of 73. He did his best, serving God and his people. Together with his passion of Christ and his assistance of others, it had made him healthy. So he lived a meaningful life. Based on this story, we learn that those who spend their time helping people live longer than usual. Those who spend their time helping people live longer than usual. This makes people happy and joyful here on earth. Mighty God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to this world. He was sent into this earthly kingdom to save his people from their sins. So he spent much time teaching and preaching and healing people who had troubles here on earth. Finally, he was persecuted and died on the cross. Through his death and resurrection, we are given access to come to God. Believers of Christ are saved and healed and transformed and given eternal life. Let us continue to live and work for God. Let us continue to serve God and His people, teaching and preaching and healing people. Let us pray together. Mighty God, we are so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Thank you for helping us understand what we must do as children of God and disciples of Christ here on earth. Help us continue serving God and His people, and help us live and work for the glory of God, no matter what we do and where we go. Be with us, guide us, care for us, and bless us all the time. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.